So excited, guys. Seriously, like, I've been renting an apartment now and for the past almost year since we moved here to Indy. And it's just like a quick rush thing when you're moving from one place to another and just really don't like it. A lot of problems. And we're going to be able to now move into a house that we're going to rent. So I'm excited. The landlord seemed really cool and it's kind of perfect timing. So everything's going great. It's got a backyard. It's fenced. It's got a little porch swing. Like it's just cool stuff. Everything my wife wants that I want. And they're accepting of animals, which is the hard thing because we have two dogs. Mm-hmm. So they're taking that in. So everything's perfect. And I can't wait to move in. But then my wife, she showed me a video and I was like, you know what? We need to do something with this. We need to ask our landlord, who I also found out yesterday, listened to the show. And he wouldn't say who had a nicer butt, Alex, between you and me.
But, okay, but that was a big debate on Instagram yesterday at Joe and Alex Show.
But he did enjoy the conversation, so I don't know. He's a married man, so I'm sure he wasn't thinking about you. But he seems really cool, and he likes dogs. But the thing is, my wife and I would like to get another pet or a couple extra. And we'd be willing to pay the security deposit, because usually, you know, if there's damages to a place, we do that. But this pet would not be an indoor pet. This would be an outdoor pet. My wife and I, Lindsay, really think it would be something cool to have a couple of... goats.
No.
Just some goats, you know, doing the thing.
What is wrong with you?
Listen, you're not even an animal person except for when you eat food. Like, you don't like
100%.
Pets. 100%.
That's how everyone should be, in my opinion.
I feel like you're ruled out, though, because you don't, like, I don't know, something's, like, off with you that you don't appreciate, like, cats and dogs and all kinds of cute little animals that make people so happy.
At least cats and dogs are, like, normal. There is nothing more annoying than a goat. And they stink and they bite. Why in the world?
Goats don't bite. What goat have you been near?
Yeah, they do.
No, they
goats
don't.
Goats are mean animals. Why in the world would you want that?
317-
Ugh, and that freaking cackle. I hate it.
317-239-1009. I'm pretty sure my wife and I were looking at the laws. We're going to be living in Broad Ripple. So within that area, you're allowed to have, like, I believe chickens, like if you want to, like, get your own eggs.
Uh-huh.
And I believe you're allowed to have these little, and they're little goats, not the big ones, but they're the kind that, like, they jump and they're funny. They're bumping everywhere and they're just being all sorts of silly.
Yeah, if I was your neighbor, I would absolutely hate you.
You're out of your mind, Joe. You can't even afford a wolf number one
yeah,
and wolf
literally.
Number two.
No, we can.
We've healed them.
Okay.
You've healed them with holistic healing.
So now you're okay because nobody's sick, but as soon as one of them gets sick or now two out of three get sick of your animals, then you're really going to be in trouble.
Yeah, do you know anything about goats? Do you know anything about the upkeep of a goat,
as
Joe?
As far as I know, I've never owned a goat. I grew up across the street from a farm and they had goats and donkeys and all kinds of animals. I think goats are pretty easy. They eat the grass, so I'm not going to have to mow the grass now, which will be really convenient because it's fenced in. That's going to be a big plus. And I think they pretty much eat whatever, so we can get some goat feed and we'll be good to go. And
they eat whatever.
You've
done your research. They eat whatever. Whatever I'm not eating, I'll just throw it at them.
317-239-1009. You could say I'm wrong, too. I just would like to have somebody else weigh in on this one because I have two people that have never... You never had a goat.
I've never had a goat.
Had a goat. My wife had a goat.
This is an irresponsible decision for
you. How is it irresponsible? We're going to keep it for the rest of our lives.
Okay. Because you guys are trying to pay off Lindsay's student loans that you complain about 24/7. You want to eventually be able to buy your own house. So you're trying to put money away. It's like, why keep buying these animals that you have to take care of and take to the vet and have all these expensive bills when you're trying to pay these things off that you on the air complain about?
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Brandon.
Brandon, what do you think about us possibly getting a goat or two?
Hey, you want a pygmy goat, right?
Yes, a pygmy goat. I forgot the name of it. A pygmy goat. They're the cutest little things ever, and they jump up and fall into you, and they're awesome.
They do not eat grass.
Oh, okay. Well, I heard they did. So what do they eat?
Hay, straw. they eat pretty much anything, but they do not eat grass.
They'll chew, like, on your outdoor furniture and crap, don't they?
They will.
Yeah,
and then if you don't get them as babies when you play with them, then if you go away for a week and you're not there to play with them, then they get real mad and then they will run into you and attack you.
Yeah, that sounds like a
That'd
great
be great.
Pet.
I love to have Alex come over and they just go into head butter and stuff like.
Oh, I just googled what they are. It says here that they will they'll eat your other pets. So they'll eat Benny and Pennington.
There you go.
No, they won't. They'll be friendly with our other dog. Hey, thank you for calling in. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Did you have any information on these pygmy goats?
No, I don't, but I am in the same boat as Rachel. I like pets, but I don't want to own any of them, and I know the goats are a hassle.
Rachel? So I thought your name was Alex.
I mean, My bad.
All right. Hey, B-Lord, go get me some music over there. Hey, thank you, buddy, for calling in. It's all good. Hey, Joe and Alex Show, who is this? All right, well, nobody really seems to defend my goat idea, then,
I
guess.
Yeah, because it's a horrible idea.
Well, I'm still going to check with my landlord. I think it'd be cool. I think we could have our own little farm there in Broad Ripple. Because I feel like the people of Broad Ripple, my people, my future people, we like...
people.
Goats are so high maintenance. Like, you think your dogs are high maintenance? Goats are 10 times worse. Like, I literally don't know anyone that's like, I am so glad that I got a goat.
You, but yeah, you do, because people love the goats. They're sweet,
I've only
friendly
heard
animals.
Horror stories.
Good morning,
like,
Joe.
Joe goes to one petting zoo and he thinks he can
good
have
morning,
a goat.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Michelle.
Michelle, what did you want to say about us possibly getting like a pygmy goat if our landlord would approve?
She sounds like a goat owner.
Actually, my grandparents, when I was growing up, my grandparents actually owned goats, and Alex made a valid point. Goats actually do bite. They do.
I've never...
Even the pygmy goats bite, because we had one, and I walked up, and we just got it, and I was so excited. I was like, yeah, we got another goat, and it bit my finger.
You know what?
I did not like it after that. I was like, it's so mean. It bites.
You know what disappoints me about all of you guys? Seriously, this is sad and tragic. It's bad enough that, for example, like, what dog has the biggest stigma? Pit bulls. Everybody say pit bulls are vicious. Now we got you calling in here perpetuating the fact that pygmy goats are biters.
Look, they are.
Now everybody thinks they're going to kill people.
Well, they only bite when they're scared, but once they got, like, used to me and stuff, like, it wouldn't bite my grandpa or my dad, but once it got used to me, then it won't bite. But if, like, you have to watch, because, like, if you have, like, relatives that have like little kids that try to come up, it will bite them. That's the only downside, is my little cousin got bit by it. So, but I want to own goats again, but my fiance won't let me.
Yeah, good for your fiance. He seems like he's got a good head on his
I'd
shoulders.
I break up with him. He seems like a terrible man. Tell him to get with Alex. He's I think he'd be happier. Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
Joe's gonna come in here smelling like goat.
Ew, gross.
Ghosts don't smell. Man, you guys, you know what?
I've been to the petting zoo. It smells awful.
You guys have no culture in your life. You're so basic. Like, I like to live in the city and do all this stuff.
You already have to be sponge bathed, and now you're going to smell like goat.
Your ass. We need to green acre you. We need to take you out there and get you some country experience.
Your people of Broad Ripple are going to turn on you once they hear that goat every morning.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I would literally kill you.
All right, whatever. Maybe I can get chickens then. Chickens can eat grass, right?
Can they?
No.
God, this is owning animals.
Hey, landlord, it's not too late to change your mind.